AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. One, maybe two, suicide bombers showed up in Rome in 2010, ready to launch a terror attack against the Vatican. This is according to new reports this morning. An Italian news agency says they left without carrying out their attacks after being warned about police activity. Our Colleen Berry is in Italy with the Vatican's reaction.
The Vatican is downplaying the significance of any revelation. The Vatican says that they are not concerned about this. Pope Benedict had angered the Islamic world. He had, in a 2006 speech, he had quoted a Byzantine emperor who characterized some of the teachings of the prophet Muhammad as evil.
This morning, Italian authorities say they are arresting suspects in an Islamic terror network operating within Italy. Pakistan says it wants an explanation about that U.S. drone strike that accidentally killed two al-Qaeda hostages, an American and an Italian. Pakistan has long complained about these strikes on its territory, calling them risky. The strike in January killed two Westerners the U.S. didn't know were there. One of them was Warren Weinstein of Rockville, Maryland. Neighbor Edgar Wagoner says he was a good man.
He was a friendly guy. He always had a smile on his face. And I had sort of forgotten what he looked like till I saw him on TV.
He'd been in captivity for almost 4 years. The Iraqis say they've taken a key bridge back from the Islamic State group militants in Ramadi. This bridge reportedly was an important point in the militant supply line. Comcast is dropping its $45 billion bid for Time Warner Cable after heavy regulatory pushback. A combination of these two cable companies would have put nearly 30% of Americans under one roof. This is AP Radio News. Dr. Oz says 10 doctors who accuse him of promoting quack treatments are actually angry about his support for labeling genetically modified foods. Dr. Oz responded yesterday on his syndicated TV show saying, yes, he does try to push the boundaries with health issues he talks about.
When I talk about hardcore medical issues, which I do, I mean, it is a medical show in that I do cover those topics, but it's much broader than that. Hardcore medical topics, we're all buttoned up. We've got a wonderful medical unit, well-staffed, but I have to go beyond that.
The doctors wrote their critical letter to Columbia University urging the university to remove Dr. Oz from their faculty. Oprah is selling the furniture, artwork, household items, and clothing that once filled her home in Chicago. There's a porcelain soup tureen for $8,000. Or if you want everything, including the size 10 yellow patent leather designer shoes, it'll be about $800,000. The items will be auctioned off tomorrow. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.